And now chapter 4, the process of creation. Sutta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukdev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, his wife, his children, his palace, his animals, like horses and elephants, his treasury house, his friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom. O great sages, the great soul Maharaj Parikshit, constantly wrapped in thought of Lord Krishna, knowing well of his imminent death, renounced all sorts of fruitive activities, namely acts of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, and thus fixed himself firmly in his natural love for Krishna, and asked all these questions exactly as you are asking me. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahman, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. I beg to know from you how the personality of Godhead, by his personal energies, creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. Kindly describe how the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, engages his different energies and different expansions in maintaining and again winding up the phenomenal world in the sporting spirit of a player. O learned Brahman, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable, because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, whether he alone acts with the modes of material nature, or simultaneously expands in many forms, or expands consecutively to direct the modes of nature. Kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures and self-realized in transcendence, but are also a great devotee of the Lord, and are therefore as good as the personality of Godhead. Sutta Goswami said, When Shukdev Goswami was thus requested by the king to describe the creative energy of the personality of Godhead, he then systematically remembered the master of the senses, Sri Krishna, and to reply properly, he spoke thus. Shukdev Goswami said, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, for the creation of the material world, accepts the three modes of nature. He is the complete whole, residing within the body of everyone, and his ways are inconceivable. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses, and the destroyer of the further advances and atheistic temperament of the non-devotee demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto he who is the associate of the members of the Yadu dynasty, and who is always a problem for the non-devotees. He is the supreme enjoyer of both the material and spiritual worlds, yet he enjoys his own abode in the spiritual sky. There is no one equal to him, because his transcendental opulence is immeasurable. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrances, audience, prayers, hearing, and worship can at once cleanse the effects of all sins of the performer. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna, the highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abira, Shumba, Yavana, members of the Kassa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. He is the Supersoul and the Supreme Lord of all self-realized souls. He is the personification of the Vedas, religious scriptures, and austerities. He is worshipped by Lord Brahma and Shiva, and all those who are transcendental to all pretensions. Being so revered with awe and veneration, may that Supreme Absolute be pleased with me. May Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andika and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. It is the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who gives liberation. By thinking of his lotus feet at every second, following in the footsteps of authorities, the devotee in trance can see the absolute truth. The learned mental speculators, however, think of him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and of his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma,
be pleased with me. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation causes the living beings to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudev, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. My dear King, Brahma, the firstborn, on being questioned by Narad, exactly apprised him on this subject, as it was directly spoken by the Lord to his own son, who was impregnated with Vedic knowledge from his very birth. Thus ends the fourth chapter of the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Process of Creation.